A 5-year-old boy in 1960s France spent his days immersed in Superman comics, fashioning towels into capes and leaping from furniture, convinced he could fly. When his family moved to New York City, he secretly scanned the skyline for a caped figure soaring between skyscrapers. One day, he confessed this hope to his father, who pointed to a police officer and said, "Son, that's the man that protects New York City." That simple moment shattered a child's fantasy, but sparked something far more powerful: the realization that ordinary people must save the world. This insight would guide William H. McRaven through 37 years as a Navy SEAL, where he witnessed both humanity's darkest moments and its most luminous triumphs. What he discovered challenges everything we think we know about heroism. The qualities that make someone extraordinary aren't reserved for the gifted few, but are available to anyone willing to cultivate them. Ashley White was exceptionally fit, yet distinctly feminine, defying warrior stereotypes. In 2008, the military created cultural support teams, female soldiers interacting with Afghan women during sensitive missions. Ashley possessed extraordinary courage, flying into darkness night after night, her greatest fear not death, but disappointing fellow soldiers. On October 22, 2011, that courage cost her life. This courage isn't confined to battlefields. It exists in emergency rooms, burning buildings, parents protecting children, individuals battling addiction. At a Dallas dinner, an older gentleman introduced himself simply as Charlie, a former Air Force pilot showing genuine interest in others while revealing little about himself. Only afterward did someone mention Charlie was General Charles Duke, the youngest person to walk on the moon. He never mentioned this achievement. After Apollo 16, fame nearly destroyed his marriage until he and Dottie found renewal through faith. His humility stemmed from recognizing that even walking on the moon pales beside creation's vastness. In a world celebrating self-promotion, true humility brings us closer together. In 1968, 19-year-old Marine Ralph Johnson threw himself on an enemy grenade to save his fellow Marines in Vietnam. His posthumous Medal of Honor became a powerful statement about human dignity during America's racially charged 1960s. At the 2018 commissioning of the USS Ralph Johnson, Senator Tim Scott noted that Johnson demonstrated, "We are better together." Yet sacrifice rarely comes in such dramatic moments. For most of us, it manifests in small daily acts: the single mother working two jobs, the teacher staying late with struggling students, the police officer coaching youth basketball on weekends. Actor Gary Sinise has raised millions for wounded warriors through his foundation and Let Dan Band. During World War II, one woman making sandwiches for passing soldiers in North Platte, Nebraska, sparked a town-wide effort that served over 6 million troops. Science confirms what we intuitively know, that giving generates feelings of well-being and purpose. Compassion isn't just a nice addition to human character, it's embedded in our nature and essential for society's survival. As a young Navy lieutenant, I learned a crucial lesson from Captain Ted Grabowski during a Pentagon budget meeting. He surprised everyone by conceding to cuts rather than fighting for every dollar. Afterward, he explained, "You must never lie or misrepresent the truth. If you do, you will get caught, and then you are of no value to me anymore." When people trust you, they entrust you with responsibilities, resources, reputation, and sometimes their lives. Integrity demands action when faced with ethical dilemmas. Choosing the harder, virtuous path strengthens your character for future challenges, while taking the easy way out leaves you unprepared when greater tests come. Dr. Jim Allison discovered in 1985 that T cells had receptors acting as braking mechanisms with healthy cells, while cancer cells exploited this by tricking the immune system. He theorized that blocking this mechanism with antibodies could unleash T cells to destroy cancer. In 1995, his mouse experiment initially appeared to fail when tumors grew larger, but 2 days later, almost all tumors vanished. Yet for 15 years, researchers and pharmaceutical companies dismissed his work as voodoo. When Bristol-Myers Squibb finally funded human trials, a 23-year-old woman with metastatic melanoma saw her brain tumor vanish within days. 14 years later, she remains cancer-free. In 2018, Allison received the Nobel Prize, proof that perseverance, not just talent, makes the difference. When an admiral's convoy arrived at an airfield gate, Airman Jackson refused entry without proper authorization. Despite 3 stars on his uniform and urgent pleas about briefing the president, she stood firm. "I have my job to do as well." After receiving clearance, they proceeded, 10 minutes late. The admiral later awarded her his command challenge coin for performing her duty regardless of rank. Senator John McCain survived the 1967 USS Forrestal Sire that killed 134 sailors. Months later, his plane was shot down over Hanoi. The ejection broke both arms and fractured his leg. When captors discovered his father commanded the Pacific Fleet and offered early release as propaganda, McCain refused, honoring the military code of conduct, a decision that inspired fellow POWs but resulted in weekly torture for another year. Diagnosed with leukemia in Afghanistan, the prognosis seemed grim: immediate surgery and career-ending chemotherapy. But Dr. Michael Keating burst into the consultation, declaring he's going to be fine, outlining new treatment options. That gift of hope enabled a return to duty and eventually leading the mission that brought justice to Osama bin Laden. In 1970, Army Green Berets raided San Tai Camp to rescue over 60 American POWs. Despite killing 42 enemy soldiers, the prisoners had been moved months earlier. At a 1973 reunion, former prisoners told the raiders, "We knew we hadn't been forgotten. Hope isn't wishful thinking. It's the profound belief that tomorrow can be better than today." When facing the Afghan father whose family members were killed by American soldiers, his words, "We will not keep anything in our heart against you," lifted a burden from both giver and receiver. In Islam, forgiveness is a gift that frees both parties from hatred's weight. The families of Emmanuel Aim church shooting victims demonstrated similar strength when they forgave Dylan Roof, refusing to become accomplices to his hatred. Their forgiveness didn't diminish his crime's horror, but prevented that horror from consuming their spirits. Forgiveness represents perhaps the most difficult heroic quality because it requires releasing justified anger and choosing grace over vengeance. What makes forgiveness heroic isn't forgetting the wrong, it's choosing not to let that wrong define your future or poison your heart. After 37 years in the Navy, there was worry about never finding people with the character of military colleagues. But heroes were discovered everywhere, in classrooms, hospitals, police forces, farms, and homes across America. The hero code isn't reserved for extraordinary individuals. Most heroes begin as ordinary people whose character was shaped by parents, teachers, coaches, and friends. What distinguishes them is learning courage, humility, sacrifice, integrity, compassion, perseverance, duty, hope, humor, and forgiveness. That 5-year-old boy was right to search for Superman, but wrong about where to look. Heroes aren't flying between skyscrapers. They're standing on street corners in police uniforms, sitting in hospital rooms offering hope, teaching in classrooms, coaching Little League, volunteering at food banks, and raising families with dedication. Superman isn't coming to save us, but each of us can live the hero code and become the heroes our world needs. That cape you fashioned from a towel as a child wasn't practice. Now it's time to wear it for real, not by flying above the world, but by standing firmly within it, doing the hard, humble, heroic work that transforms ordinary lives into extraordinary legacies.